What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
3 o'clock, straight up. And we made it on time. Thanks to Chris. Even though we had to wrestle with him like an alligator to clear up the lines, but we appreciate him. He understands the game. And none of this is possible without all of you. That's what makes this thing so much fun, working together with it. And we have some people who understand this is like religion for us, purity. And you appreciate the people that we bring on. Mitch was came out of the blocks, a big fella today. And was this the first time you had a chance to hook up with Kistler?
I think I've called him before.
You had Mitch on before?
Yes.
Yeah, Mitch is really good, man. And
very nice.
If you could ever get a word in edgewise with JP, no, I'm just messing with JP. JP's my dog, and I just have to take a shot at him every once in a while. But I love when the way these guys, they have great chemistry together, and they do a good job out there. It's but people taking advantage of the MGM National Listener Line today was really, really good. And we continue to do it before we turn this bat over to one of the most interesting teams in the National League, and that is our Curly W's, man. This is nice. Looking forward to it. Let's go to Little. Welcome home, Little.
Legend. Shout out to your man, Ben. First of all, Legend, let me tell you, happy belated birthday to you and Double D. I'll be 64 Tuesday coming, Doc. But look, let me say this, though, man. Mm-hmm. Let me say this, man. I'm going to get it out here. I'm going to say it. I'm going to get it out and get it over with. These fans need to stop worrying about players under contract, calling them out their name and this and that. You know what? The football game is a battlefield. Let these guys get this stuff together. Come on in camp when it's mandatory, and we get to rocking and rolling. That's how I look at it, Doc. I learned that from Coach Sneed. Come out, number 11 Boys Club. He coached boxing, and he was a football coach. And he later on coached us at Blue. Coach Sam Snead. You can't do nothing about what's mandatory, but you better show up when it is. That's all I got, big fella. God bless you. I'll stay up,
appreciate
man.
You, man. Whenever a guy doesn't show up, and this is a lesson for all you youth, it's your opportunity to make sure that even if he does show up, you're closer to taking his job. It's pro sports. Elijah, in the district of Columbia.
What's going on, Doc? Man, happy belated, man. Always enjoy calling and breaking bread with you, man. I've been playing with this idea that us being novice, well, not me, I'm going to say us, man. I'm saying me being a novice, just looking in, but I've been trying to just research as much as I possibly can. And I've just been trying to call in. I love what's being built in Washington. And what Main Man said, we just got to relax. We have to trust. If you could go through the season and we ended up how we ended up and you still have anything or any problems, or the or you can't just be like, hey man, I'm on the ride, let's go do where we going. That's problematic at this point. You see the direction, you know what's going on, you see the symmetry going on, and I'm willing to bet if we were to redo the draft where only the elite teams, the only your ticket in is having an elite quarterback is the currency. So that's only about eight, you know, teams that's making it in there, for real. I'm wondering how many franchises would be like, man, that kid five, excuse me, knowing what they've done and knowing that kid five, I might roll with that kid. I'm just curious. You may never know, teams, if they could just write it down on a piece of paper and burn it. I would love to see what the coaches who have elite talent at the quarterback position and what you need. This kid, man, his mindset for the game and how he breathes ball, what I do as a musician, he makes me want to do my job, make me want to do my thing better. And that's how you know you have some. Even when I look at Lamar, I'm like, man, I love how he represents the soul of that town and the grit. Something. Mm-hmm. Jaden represents the soul and the grit of this town. And I feel like it makes you want to be better. And it's not just him. It's the idea and his organization. It's a thought and it's the intent. And as men, you know how you can get behind intent and idea. Oh, nah, man, this is how we're going to go. You can run through a wall. And that's how he's supposed to move. And that's how you get the city bumping. You know what I mean? You're seeing cats.
Yeah, but see, you get it. I don't think
man,
our,
seeing cats, man.
Our people
said,
have
oh
to understand how lucky we are. You don't realize, I don't know if you might be too young for it, but when we went through a strike the year we won, and we were out, no management. We worked out as a team and ran everything. Leadership, Theismann as a quarterback. He was also the first guy in the building. He wasn't there at 4:30, but Joe was there early because mm-hmm. Gibbs met with his quarterbacks an hour before anybody came in. As many things as Joe had in going on, Joe never, ever was beaten coming into the building. This is what's needed, and you have that. And you have to have people that will sacrifice. The game has got to be number one. And they have mm-hmm. people there that are worker bees. I mean, you've heard story after story. It's an unselfish group. It really is. You don't know how mm-hmm. lucky you are, even though I think you get a feel for it. But, man,
mm-hmm. yeah.
don't turn your back on this
group. Because a lot goes in this thing. Oh, man.
Just remember this, and I'll let you go. How many people called in here last year, even talking to the experts, and said they were going to win 12 games? But nobody.
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 So that was a major lift.
No, but that's the thing about it is that
major
now
lift.
You hunt it. Well, they're always hunting. I love the way DQ and them said. They're,
yo,
the,
yeah.
they're the hunters.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you flip that thing on them as if they were chumps.
He didn't even let them start it. He said, nope, I'm not.
No,
that's,
he cut
no
it.
We do not do
it.
That here.
No, because he's an alpha. He's an alpha. And that's what happens, man. We mm-hmm. went. I'm ecstatic over it. The possibilities
oh,
are endless. Is what we have. But
man, look at the tape. Look at
it's
the tape,
every,
y'all.
It's the process. It's the mm-hmm. process. We got yep. people. Every time a guy doesn't show, his backup should make sure he can never play
yep.
again. Or if he gets
you
hurt,
did.
He loses his job.
Yeah.
Nothing is guaranteed. Even if you make a fortune, if I outwork you. In a clean system, I should be able to take your job.
Yep.
Appreciate you, E. Have a good one. Arlington, Virginia is our next stop. Kevin.
Hey, Doc.
Happy
birthday, brother. I'm so glad I got a chance to ring you on your birthday. And
well,
just
it's
say
next
how...
year. Next year, you're a year, but we'll get there. Well, hopefully we'll
okay.
be together again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I mean, how great is it to be 39 again, brother? But... No,
you know what?
I wanted to,
you couldn't put me back at 39 again if you wanted to. Hell, I don't
really?
Want to be 39 again. No way. That was a rough economic year. You kidding me?
Oh. Well, I was just thinking in general, you know, you finally got some wisdom in your late 30s and you still, you know, you can still do a hell of a lot athletically. So it's sort of a magic number in my imagination. So, and
I'll take any number, man, any number. What number would you not want? That's what I'm saying. You take them all. Because
yeah,
you know
well,
what? There's good days and bad days in all of them.
Yeah, but every day above ground living the life that God gave us is a good day, okay?
Amen. Amen. Now we're speaking the same language. What's on your mind?
So a couple things. One, I'm glad you had Kenny Harvey on. I think you know that even since during the season last year and up through free agency and the draft, the biggest thing I kept haranguing about was all this talk about edge rusher, not any talk about edge center, which was our biggest problem on the football team a year ago. It just was. All this, you know, advanced metrics, whatever, and just the eyeball test told you, hey, man, we can't stop the run. Which, you know, when I grew up with Butts and Oral Grant and Manley, and you know, the thought that we couldn't stop the run, are you kidding me? You know, and you know that's better than anyone because you played on those teams and then you covered them right away. So anyway, I'm really glad to hear Kenny Harvey get into that. That is still going to be the challenge. And just the other thing, because he had Koken on and I missed that, I hope I can go back to the Odyssey app and hear what he had to say.
Oh, yeah, these fellas do one thing about it. Always Odyssey app, rewind, you pick the time. And the crazy thing about it is that it's free.
I know.
It's amazing. What amazing tool.
It's one of the few great things that's free. You're right. So what I was just going to say is, and you kind of talked about nobody saw the Commanders, the Skins, winning 12 games, even though we were all very excited about the prospects with five. And the same was true with the Capitals. Nobody saw what the Capitals were able to accomplish. And since we're talking about the Commanders and the Capitals, and you've been talking about them today, I was just wondering if what your thoughts are and what Koken might have said is this. It seems to me like if we want to go to the promised land on either front, whether it's in ice hockey or on the gridiron, we have a bully in our division that we've got to get past. So right now we don't match up that well with. In football, it's the Eagles. In hockey, it's the Kings. And to me, everything they ought to be doing with the hockey team, I often hear you say this about the football team, what is it we got to do to beat the bully? What is it we got to do to get through them and get to where it is we want to go? Well, I need to know that we're doing the same thing with the hockey team because we're all grateful that they reset, reloaded, and had a hell of a year. But they were so overmatched in that series that it was sobering. It was a real wake-up call, and I was just wondering, do you feel the same way? Like, if you can't be the dog in your division, what are we doing here?
Well, and hockey's so crazy because it could be – I don't think the play in net killed us.
No,
but that
didn't.
Does determine so much. And our goal score – here's the way I looked at it. Even though we have a monster guy just set the record and done all that, but he was quiet as a church mouse in that series.
As he was the year before, Doc. This is the thing nobody's talking about. Alex killed himself to get us into the playoffs a year ago. Alex killed himself to get that goal record. He had nothing left in the tank when the postseason got here.
And I'm not mad at him.
He's almost 40. I'm not mad at him. He's almost 40. And I'm not mad at Carlson. He's 35, which is really old for a mobile defenseman. So all I'm saying is both of those organizations take a bow for the season just passed, but they've got to get to serious work on what it is they need to do to get past these divisional foes that right now are not going to let them advance unless we do something dramatic. I'm not sure if we've done something dramatic in terms of our ability to set the edge, to defend the run. It's my biggest question mark. I'm glad they went and got Tunsil. I'm glad they drafted the kid out of Oregon. I love that they are focused on the O-line because it wasn't like Coleman was chopped liver. He was a hell of a rookie, you know, being asked to play left tackle. So
yeah, I'd love to have that kind of first season under my belt as a rookie.
Yeah, but man, we've got to be able to hang with the big boys in our division, and that's what I'm going to be focused on moving forward with both sports because, to me, they're my favorite two sports in town.
That was a high IQ call, Kevin. That was awesome. Once Sheehan gets word of this, I guarantee you he'll tip his cap to this one. Keep it up, man. We appreciate that.
All right, later.
We need to be challenged, even as host. We need to be challenged all the time. I look at the Capitals. They brought me so much joy this season, and it was a great effort. Carberry, how do you not love him? This team had a lot of promise, but you're right. Playoffs expose weaknesses. And when you don't have a legitimate number two bona fide scorer, then it's going to come to surface. And I thought we had people who contributed, but again, playoffs don't lie. And when somebody dominates you the way it appeared that we were overmatched and then they get skunked, it's not a good sign. And we didn't even get to Florida. And we know how prominent they are. It's crazy as it be that way. Bennett, time for us to take a deep breath, take a break, come back, and see if we can load up for the stretch run. And this will be your last shot to jump in with us before we turn it over to one of the up-and-coming programs in MLB. I don't want to say hottest. I almost said it, but I'm not going to say hottest. But intriguing. Who else do you know to score 10 runs in an inning? You know anybody else done that lately? I didn't think so. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out like we came in on fire.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm glad that we're showing some direction right now, Curly W's, and that's important. Mitchell Parker, Corbin Burns will be combatants today, and it'll be interesting. Again, you had your foot on that rubber, so you know what it's like opening day in Little League.
Probably not, because all right. Well, I played in obviously in high school a couple of playoff games, so those might.
Well,
have
yeah, no, but that's important too. But I always ask the question, and I haven't had the chance to put you on the torture rack yet. But and I ask people, I think it's important, maybe to a lot of our listeners, was there a more important day in your life than opening day in Little League Baseball? And does it rank? Is it a top five or top 10?
Absolutely. Because,
yeah,
you know, it shows a new season, a chance for a player to show their ability.
Yeah.
And also a chance to have fun.
It's one of your first crowds.
That's the whole point.
It's one of your first.
Fun.
It's one of your first, other than if you sang in the church choir or if you ushered in church. I mean, how many times were you up in front of people or you had an audience as a youth?
Every game.
That's right. If you in school, if you in spelling bee, or you were in student body, and that's why I think it's so important. I think the link, why baseball, again, my generation, it was number one, and thank God for it. Again, I tell my kids, I wouldn't trade with them for nothing in the world, even though they had electronic gadgets. You know, I still, and my group, we were outside playing, and we had interactive involvement. We had physical movement. Even though you busted your skull open when a rock got under the skate, got under the wheel, I can't imagine sitting on my behind looking at a screen for 4 or 5 hours. Now, I did it as an adult because I got hooked on in television or whatever, but as a child, that to me, I can't relate to that. That to me feels like torture. And I'm so proud of you because you came up like I came up, even though we different, you know, planets apart. But it was still, the tie was baseball, Little League, and somebody coached your behind up. You had that snack bar. You had that common meeting place. You had them sponsors, so you had community involvement. And I still believe it's one of the most important factors of our community that we underplay and don't give it its due. But that's, you know, once upon a time, guys my age won't even remember Little League baseball. It won't even be discussed. And they'll be doing it on a handheld device. And I'm glad that hopefully I won't get a chance to see that at all. I have no hope in that. So I'm excited about this 4:10 first pitch. It's going to be somewhat interesting to get involved in it. So, Ben, what else can you what's on your mind for day one?
No, like I mean, I agree with you. I'm excited. Personally, I'm excited for this Nats game, a chance to go for a sweep. And obviously, if you followed the team last couple years, there haven't been many opportunities for sweep.
Yeah.
So,
well, any pro team should never be swept. To get swept, I mean, you should give up a check.
Yeah.
If you get swept, it should cost you a game check. If you're a pro, in my opinion. You're a pro. Swept? What the hell am I paying you for? And you can't win a game in a series? No, Slim, you got to get some of that paper back. You got to be out your mind. I'm going to pay you, and you can't win a game? Oh, heck no. That's why I couldn't be in charge of nothing, because that's how I'd be coming to my team. My team. I said, no, y'all got to give up something. Y'all got to pay me to wear that uniform. But, you know, you can think about that. Can you imagine me in management? Oh, my goodness. Take a break on that note. 3:26 in the nation's capital. We'll come back and get set to get ready for some Curly W baseball. Mitch Tischler. Ken Harvey. The one and only Smoking Al Kokin. Appreciate y'all. Brothers in arms. And boy, tonight. I don't know if you checked out any of Love You Blue and the Bombers and World Series rematch out at Chavez Ravine. And if you didn't, I hope you didn't get excited about game two. It is amazing. Game one was epic, seeing the two big boys go yard. It is the tradition of those two outfits, and to actually to deliver. I mean, the blowout wouldn't have delivered. I mean, that was just crazy. I don't expect that, but we're talking about the Nats and how they're playing encouraging baseball. And when you try to get on a roll, and baseball is that ultimate sport where you can kind of get on a roll and start putting success you know, one foot after another, whether you get a hitting streak, pitching streak. The key is eliminating those errors and just not losing a game in one inning. But that first inning last night, I don't think I've ever seen that here. That was crazy. And then that it wasn't, you would have thought they were going to continue, and they really didn't. They scored, what, one other run? But it was enough to win. And that's important. And tonight, I mean, I have no idea. I do want to see them continue. I'd love to see number 17 by Brother Wood. Love to see him go yard on that. Does his stroke remind you of anyone else?
It's a beautiful,
body types
it's a beautiful
different. Swing. There are a lot of people built like that.
Yes, it's a beautiful swing.
Yeah, it's just not.
You know,
that's the thing, just so hard to measure because the amount of power he generates effortlessly is what's frightening. And you know he's going to gain more mass. He's going to get bigger.
He's only going to get, you know, he's going to get stronger. He's only going to get better.
Yeah, exactly. And the Derby is what I threw it out the big L. I mean, although I've always felt that I'm selfish. I don't really like to see my guys in Derbies, or especially my pitchers. I don't even want them in an All-Star game. Because I wonder what it does to your mechanics. And, I just worry about that because I'm selfish with my guys, you know, in that. But all this is a lot of fun. It really is. Who did you grow up with? I mean, in your age, our market, we being out of the game in the National League for a minute, but then with the American, did that affect you?
I personally grew up, from here. My favorite player was Ryan Zimmerman.
Was who?
Ryan Zimmerman.
Okay, so you were Nats all the way.
Yep, Nats all the way.
Okay, good, good. No, because again, when I got here, there was no Nats, so it was all Orioles.
I mean, they were obviously in Montreal. It was all O's here.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, Zim, hard to meet a better person, man. Cooler dude. I used to love running him at the coffee shop, and just a guy that was so powerful. So I mean, that was hell of a teams, man. Those guys were. That was fun. We've had a whole bunch of. You think about the talent that has been here, that has come through here. It's frightening. And then you go through flipping it when you look at basketball, and you look at some of the trades and things that have gone on, like OKC. What was it, 212 or so the last time they were close, like in it and loaded? And you get some of these trades. I mean, going through, I was watching NBA today, and the Clippers and SGA and the Offspring, all these trades that come through, and it takes 4, 5, 6 years for some of this stuff to mature. So you just wonder, who's next? What's next? And Giannis, will he be a part of it? Because these young guns look like they're positioning to take over. Well, will a KD or a Giannis have one more run in them? Because that'll change a lot. I don't think the King does, but maybe he does. Maybe he does in Cleveland. And would that be smart on their part? So there's a whole lot of soapbox type drama that we can deal with the NBA, because this series is going to say a lot, especially if Indiana can get one in game one or two and stretch this thing out. If not, it wouldn't shock me if OKC. And I say that because Halliburton can't be inconsistent. You can't have an off night. Not against these dudes. You can't go missing in action against the Thunder. I don't suggest you do that. And for the life of me, as good as he can be and as good as he's been, what happens when he just flames out? He's not, no, he's not a guy like, I'll take you off the dribble. Hits the big three, hit the logo last night. That was big. You know, gives you respectful effort defensively, but there's something, I don't know. I just can't wait to see this pack of dogs. That's what I'm looking forward to. I really do. I'm you know, this is like, I can't wait to see it. Usually it's a shooter. For me, it would have been Steph. But in this case, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what happens on that. That's my take on that. But I'm with you. The baseball thing would be compelling tonight. And you thinking bring the brooms out. I like the way you think.
I hope that's the case. But, you know, Corbin Burns, I think he's got a 2.273 ERA. So one of the better ones in the National League pitching-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mitchell Parker, he's kind of struggled his last, you know, five starts. So big opportunity for him to kind of get back on track. But the way this team is hitting right now, you have to be confident.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the best success is always team success. And that middle of the order is keeping, you know, Wood on ball and Bell. I mean, that's good. I mean, we don't you think that we deserve some good news when Absolutely. It comes to that? And the other thing is about nobody popping on. I mean, staying healthy as much as possible. You don't want injuries to dominate the sport. But it's real, man. People get hurt in this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.